When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The House of Secrets, the Dupont de Ligonnès family murders. The darkness gathers, and with it, the whispers. I'm Raven Vale, and this is Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we journey to a place of history and elegance, to the city of Nantes, France, where, in the spring of 2011, a family with deep aristocratic roots became the victims of a horrifying crime, a massacre that would shock the nation and launch an international manhunt for a killer who seemingly vanished into thin air. This is the chilling and still unfolding story of the Dupont de Ligonnès family murders, a case where aristocratic lineage met unspeakable violence, and the perpetrator became a phantom. The Dupont de Ligonnès family seemed, on the surface, to embody a certain French bourgeois respectability. Xavier, the patriarch, was a man in his early 50s, descending from a minor noble line, a fact he seemed to hold with a quiet pride. His wife, Agnès, was 49, known for her devout Catholicism and her involvement in a local Catholic group. Together they had four children, Arthur, 21, Thomas, 18, Anne, 16, and Benoit, 13. The family lived in a seemingly ordinary townhouse on Boulevard Robert Schumann, in a quiet residential area of Nantes. They were well regarded in their community, their children were well-mannered and intelligent, and their lives appeared to be a picture of stability and quiet aspiration. Yet, behind this facade, a dark and desperate reality was unraveling, a truth known only to Xavier. Unbeknownst to his family, Xavier Dupont de Ligonnès was facing profound financial ruin. His various business ventures had failed, he was deeply in debt, and he had been living a life of elaborate deception, borrowing significant sums of money from family and friends, all while struggling to maintain the illusion of prosperity. He was a man consumed by his perceived failures, caught in a spiraling web of financial desperation. This quiet, aristocratic father was, in fact, a man teetering on the edge, concealing a devastating secret that would soon explode into unimaginable violence. The first signs that something was terribly wrong emerged in early April 2011. Neighbors began to notice an eerie quiet around the Dupont de Ligonnès house. The family, typically active in the community, had seemingly vanished. The windows were shuttered, the doors locked, and the family's two beloved Labrador dogs were nowhere to be seen. A bailiff even visited the house on April 5th to recover a debt, but no one answered the door. Simultaneously, strange, contradictory messages began to surface. Letters were sent to the children's schools, claiming the family had moved to Australia due to a sudden, secret relocation for Xavier's supposed work in a US drug enforcement agency. Similar letters were sent to relatives explaining the abrupt departure. These fabricated explanations seemed to point to Xavier's desperate attempts to cover his tracks and buy time. As days turned into weeks with no contact from the family, alarm bells began to ring louder. Concerned relatives, particularly Agnès's sister, finally contacted the police. On April 21st, 2011, police forced entry into the seemingly abandoned Dupont de Ligonnès home. The scene inside was unsettling. The house was meticulously cleaned, stripped bare of many personal items, yet strangely orderly. The beds were neatly made, but the chilling silence was pervasive. The initial search yielded no bodies. However, a profound sense of unease settled over the investigators. The horrifying truth was uncovered that afternoon, beneath the very foundation of the family's life. In the back garden, beneath the patio, investigators noticed freshly laid concrete and disturbed earth. As they began to dig, the unimaginable came to light. Buried beneath the concrete and soil were the bodies of Agnès Dupont de Ligonnès and her four children, Arthur, Thomas, Anne, and Benoit. The family's two Labrador dogs had also been killed and buried alongside them. The discovery sent a shockwave of disbelief and horror through France, quickly escalating into a national tragedy. The autopsies revealed a methodical and unimaginably cruel crime. The victims had been drugged, likely to render them unconscious or compliant, and then shot dead with a .22 long rifle while they slept. The sheer coldness of the act, the calculated precision of the killings, and the fact that an entire family, including children, had been exterminated and then meticulously buried in their own garden, pointed to a perpetrator of extreme depravity. This was no random act of violence. It was a premeditated massacre, carried out by someone with a chilling composure. The immediate and undeniable focus of the investigation turned to the missing patriarch, Xavier Dupont de Ligonnès. He had vanished simultaneously with his family's demise, his whereabouts unknown. He became the undisputed prime suspect, and an international arrest warrant was immediately issued for his capture. The police quickly pieced together Xavier's final known movements, painting a chilling picture of his meticulous planning and subsequent disappearance. In the days leading up to the discovery of the bodies, Xavier had sent the misleading letters to schools and family, setting up his alibi. He had also been seen purchasing large plastic sacks, lime, and a pickaxe, items that would later be used to prepare the makeshift grave. His movements after the likely date of the murders were carefully tracked through ATM withdrawals and CCTV footage. He was seen calmly driving south, making small purchases, seemingly unworried. His car, a metallic blue Citroën C5, was found abandoned in a hotel car park in Roquebrune-sur-Argent, in the south of France, on April 22nd. He was last captured on CCTV footage, walking alone from the hotel, looking composed, dressed in a cap and sunglasses. And then he simply vanished. The trail went cold. Since that moment, the search for Xavier Dupont de Ligonnès has become one of the most extensive and baffling manhunts in modern French history. Interpol issued a red notice. Countless leads have been pursued, alleged sightings in monasteries across France, tips from across Europe, even false alarms where individuals resembling Xavier were apprehended, only to be cleared. Each lead, each flicker of hope, has ultimately led to nothing but frustration, adding to the profound mystery surrounding his fate. The case of the Dupont de Ligonnès family murders remains officially unsolved, a chilling enigma that continues to haunt France. The whereabouts of Xavier Dupont de Ligonnès, the man suspected of murdering his entire family, remains utterly unknown. Was he a cold, calculating killer, driven by financial desperation, or perhaps a deeper, more sinister psychological motive? Did he meticulously plan his escape, creating a new identity and disappearing into the vastness of the world, a phantom murderer living among us? The cunning nature of his alleged escape, the sheer effort he put into covering his tracks, certainly suggests a meticulous mind capable of profound deception. Or did he perhaps take his own life, unable to live with the horrific acts he had committed? Investigators have considered the possibility of suicide, perhaps plunging into the Mediterranean Sea or disappearing into the vast, wild hinterlands of southern France. But without a body, without any definitive proof, this remains mere speculation. His disappearance is as profound as the crime itself, leaving behind a chilling void and the enduring question: where is Xavier? The sheer brutality of the murders committed by a father against his own family, combined with the inexplicable vanishing of the killer, has left an indelible mark on the national psyche. The family's aristocratic lineage, once a symbol of stability, now serves as a grim contrast to the depravity that unfolded. The house on Boulevard Robert Schumann, once a quiet home, is now a silent tomb, a constant reminder of the unspeakable acts that occurred beneath its very patio. The Dupont de Ligonnès case continues to fascinate and horrify, not just in France, but globally. It's a terrifying testament to the hidden depths of human darkness and the chilling reality that sometimes the most monstrous deeds are committed by those closest to us, and the perpetrators can simply disappear, leaving behind only the ghosts of their victims and a profound, unsettling silence. Until next time, when the whispers grow louder, good night.